Exactly.
This isn't your grandfather's podcast.
This is technically my grandfather's podcast, but we'll ignore that for now.
What?
I said we'll ignore that for now.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to go back to eating toffees. Loudly.
Yeah, the toffees are delicious. And they get better the louder you eat them.
When I was a kid, I had a loose tooth, and I was eating a really chewy toffee, and then the tooth came out in the toffee, but I just assumed it was like a really hard pile of toffee, so
that's
I tried
nasty.
To eat it.
Oh my god.
Why would you do this?
What do you mean, why would I do this?
Why would you tell us this? You tried to eat your own tooth because you thought it was hard toffee.
Is every cold open just going to be a really gross story from now on?
Oh, I hope
gross
not.
Shit Katzman did in his youth.
Hey, man, I didn't do anything.
Episode 21.
I didn't do anything gross in my youth.
Incident.
I had an impeccable childhood.
That wasn't very impeccable.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, Mitch.
What's up?
That Mitch
yeah,
took my skull.
Mitch is here. Yeah. Mitch. Yeah. He's here.
I'm here.
Mitch in the house.
Yep.
We're in a house?
Okay, I'm going to bring one more person in. To
well,
bring
dude,
us
December
up to
ain't got shit.
Normal number.
Yeah, I'm like Wikipedia only has three December releases, which is Dead State, Gran Turismo 6, and Angry Birds Go.
Angry Birds Go? Is that like
yeah,
Angry Birds mixed with the ancient Chinese logic game?
No, it's
Where
Angry Birds
going?
Go Away.
Angry Birds, please
it is
go.
No. Angry Birds Go is Angry Birds Kart. It's a fucking kart racing game with Angry Birds.
Oh, right. Is it really? Oh my god.
Yep.
But the thing is that it's downhill racing. It's not it's not like circuit racing. It's
like
boxcar derby. Yeah, it's a boxcar derby.
Fuck
That's
Angry
what
Birds.
I understand, yeah.
What's wrong with Angry Birds?
Ruined video games.
Lame
worse
and boring
than Anita
games.
Sarkeesian.
They just stole from some Flash game that I played in like 2006.
Oh, it's not that bad.
So all the new console.
Place new console.
I was going to say PlayStation, but then I remembered, there's another console coming out as well.
You're like an old person who just refers to all consoles as PlayStation.
So I hear
the new
Jimmy. Nintendo
you
stations
like
coming
new
out.
Nintendo, boy. What do you mean you want to leave the basement?
He just sounds like a pedophile. Like, hey, you want to play my Nintendo, boy?
I think we could use one more guy, but I don't know who it would be.
Flip a coin, roll the dice.
I'd get Czar, but he's not online. Love that Czar. Can't get
Man, I haven't heard from Czar in forever.
I guess you could say he's in short demand.
I don't get
oh,
it.
Oh, damn, that was a joke.
That's okay. Just mean. That's very mean. Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Vidya, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. I'm Katzman, and with me today we have Animich.
Hello.
We have Freaky Dicky.
Hello.
Happy Man.
Hey, you fucks.
MD 122.
Hi.
And we have Taco Man.
I'll try not to be rude like some people.
I'm always rude. I'm a rude, rude dude.
Wow, that is rude.
Rude Swedes.
All these rude Swedes up in my crib.
This is why we don't allow your people into my country.
This is why we don't allow you people into my crib. And we have Ramal, because he's last in the alphabet.
Hi.
This is going to be like a low effort, low energy podcast. I'm going to do absolutely nothing.
We're all going to talk in a very relaxed manner.
Yeah, we're all going to just sort of lean down to the mic until you're almost deep throating it and whisper sweet nothings.
No?
Are we going to be doing it like this, or is that a little...
No, don't. No.
So our first comment is from Fishheads, who says...
I'm Mr. New Vegas. That would your voice remind me of the radio guy from New Vegas.
He says,
I sound older and gruffer.
I miss the This Week on Gentlemen Discussing video segment. I miss it too, Fishheads, but I'm just too lazy.
And I was always too lazy, so...
Yeah, you were. Halfman told us to remember Alien Soldier for the book club. Did anyone actually do that?
No. I just for a little bit, but I don't have enough to really say anything constructive about it.
I do. I love Treasure Games, and Alien Soldier isn't very good. Come at me, bro.
What?
I never played it, so I can't really judge you.
It's like
What's
some
wrong
so-
with Alien Soldier?
It's like a shitty beat-em-up, but you
it's
shoot...
Not a shitty...
It's like a shitty beat-em-up, but you shoot instead of beating, and like the controls for switching weapons are really awkward, and you have to do it repeatedly.
For me, the worst part is like time running out on the bosses, always.
Okay, so Alien Soldier is like a boss rush game where there's loads of really creative enemies being just
thrown at you. We'll do the game book club later, I think.
I don't. No, I'm doing it now. This is my podcast.
Okay, let's do
it
now.
I make the rules.
Let's do it now. Do it now.
Alien Soldier isn't very good. I give it three. Three.
Alien soldiers.
No.
Three alien bird heads.
Three chest bursters bursting out of a chest.
Who is chest?
Is this turning into a pumpkins. Christmas carol or something?
Five gold rings? Ha! I said the only part of the song that's copyrighted. Sue the shit out of me, whoever owns that. Go on, I dare you.
I have no dealings with this podcast.
Where's the echo coming from?
I don't hear an echo.
There was when Cass was talking, but maybe I'm just really high. I don't know.
Maybe.
High on life, because we don't support drugs here at the GLA. who the fuck am I kidding? Dawes is out doing meth right now, for all we know.
He's not.
I told you. Apart
already. He's too dumb. He's not too dumb, but he's like...
too dumb for meth?
Yeah. Meth is a smart people drug.
That's why a science teacher was making it in a TV show, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the point is... I asked Dodds if he wanted to come onto this podcast, and he said he was sat in front of his computer eating pizza whilst drunk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
He truly
understands the college lifestyle.
He really does. So yeah, the moral of the story is someone in the comments is going to hate me for not enjoying Alien Soldier.
It's me. I'll do it.
Oh, okay. Hate me now.
Ah! I'll just yell incoherently.
Shawnee No Regrets, I wonder who that is, says, God damn it, guys, move on. I need to edit this. It's going to be horrible. I hate everything. So what's your favorite knife? Happy Man 2013.
That was Seaman, it's not me. I said the knife part, but Seaman was always the guy who was going like, oh, we need to move on right now. We need to talk about more video games while we were doing the video game segments.
He was an excellent host of the podcast. Yeah, I don't care what anyone says.
Sometimes I do that too, but it's when people have been fucking rambling on for 15 minutes about absolutely nothing.
Starcraft.
You're talking about Mavoy here, aren't you?
No, you guys do that too, but Mavoy did it most.
I do that. What do I ramble about out of curiosity? Because I'm not actually aware of
Dodds. You're just always talking about Dodds.
I'm just obsessed with him. I'm sorry.
He's a curious little peacock. You must be.
A curious little peacock?
What?
Copyright me that. I'm going to write a children's book about it.
The curious little peacock called Dodds.
Who... I've got
who
meth.
Sits around eating pizza drunk.
Yeah. He's in his PJs. He says he's got a maths lecture an hour from now, and that's why he's not here. Amazing stuff, Dodds. Anyway, Well, you see, you were talking. You led me on to Dodds.
It's all your fault.
Yeah. Mix me up.
Double Dot says the worst opening to anything ever. Bring back Happy Man.
Yeah,
which I absolutely, categorically disagree with. Zedban is a national treasure.
He's an earthly treasure, like a Fabergé egg.
No. My nation gets him. Yours doesn't.
Oh.
Sorry.
What? We're the same nation!
Shut up.
He's obviously the better part of your nation, then.
Oh.
Hey, did you hear that the whole of the south of England was destroyed in a gigantic super hurricane?
Yeah, it was crazy.
And nothing of value was lost.
I know, right?
A tree fell over and crushed a caravan and killed a child. It was great.
What?
Oh boy. And another gentlemen's kid got swept out to sea and the lifeguards couldn't save them because this fucking waves were too high.
What I want to know is, why was this child on the beach during a hurricane?
No, the hurricane lifted him up from inland and threw him in the sea.
That's awful.
Dick hurricane.
Someone should arrest that hurricane.
Didn't hit my area, so.
So whatever.
Yeah, it's basically because, like, you know, a bin was blown over in London and the news were all like, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
If they just stepped outside of London for a day, maybe they would see that actually it's not the end of the world.
But a whole bin.
It reminds me of that
over.
News report where there was a suspicious flashlight.
What?
What?
Oh yeah, I've seen a screenshot of that where it's a news report and it's a flashlight lying in the street and it says like suspicious flashlight.
I'll post it.
I'm pretty sure that was just some people playing prop hunt or something. Like that's what it reminded me of.
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, it's not quite as good as man falls over on ice, which is my favorite news story. It's getting cold here in the UK, and I'm eagerly awaiting when it's snowing so I can turn on the news and see videos of someone falling over on ice, followed by like an old person saying they should grit the pavement.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
And then there's going to be another news report of people explaining what snow is. Because that happens every year.
Anyway, the point is that...
Video games.
Catsman is my wife who says, make sweet, sweet love to drunk Zedmans, and I want to penetrate Zedmans and Catsman.
Oh my.
What?
So thanks.
Wow, sorry about that. I was a little bit tipsy when I wrote that.
I want to penetrate all of you. I've been literally raped. Literally by that comment. Literally raped.
Are you genuinely afraid now?
Scared.
I haven't left the house in about 30 minutes.
That is alarming.
I had to take the bin out, but, you know, aside from that...
Did it blow over?
Yes, it did. Actually, no, I'm not in the super hurricane, remember. We've had a slight amount of rain, so I've just been wearing sandals. So, yeah. Deku Dude says, glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. We weren't gone, were we? Were we gone?
That was like a 2 months rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I made Max Overdrive Extreme Sunset Showdown Supreme instead of an episode, okay? Just like...
That's a more valuable...
Exactly, and that's probably the greatest thing I've ever produced. By that I mean it's shit.
No! 12 Ways to Kill a Dog will always be your masterpiece.
I feel like I peaked when I was very young, to be honest.
You're a child prodigy.
I was a child prodigy, but then...
You're an adult
idiot. What is it that I discovered that must have, like, rotted my brain? Maybe it was, like, fresh air and exercise or something. Jam Jack says... That's a nice name. I always feel like there's more people than there needs to be. Does this suit you better, Jam Jack? It's just us sort of chilling.
Because of you, we have a shortage.
Because of you. This is your fault. If you don't like this episode, you have nothing to blame but yourself.
Yeah.
Armando Davalos says he enjoyed listening to this while he was on a train. He's taken to becoming like Happy Man and complains about fucking nerds all the time.
Yeah! Finally someone gets it.
What nerds?
Yeah, if you listen to us and you're a nerd, go fuck yourself, all right?
That's no, don't go. Watching. That's all of our listeners.
Come back.
Guess I'll fuck off as well.
Get
then.
The nets.
I love you. Please, don't go.
I love Armando Davalos.
I love Armando Davalos.
Also, I love Jamie. He didn't post anything this time.
I do. Jamie is the fan, isn't he? Armando says that he's loving the serious Jekyll and Hyde shit going on between GDV and GDGY podcast.
What's GDP?
GVDPG. What did you just say? What's GDV?
I don't know what acronym.
He doesn't even know what podcast he's on. This is his life.
I don't even know our abbreviation.
G is the hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's the seventh.
The seventh.
G. Yeah. It's
H
the seventh letter.
Is it
Mitch.
Eight?
I can't. You'll have to work out the other letters by yourself.
I didn't even hear them.
That's hardly my fault. Anyway, yeah.
I agree with this comment regardless.
Yeah, Gather Your Podcast is like a better version of our podcast where everyone like plays video games and knows what they're talking about and stuff.
Knowing good. Video games.
It's pretty good, yeah.
This is where podcasts go to die.
Yeah, it's very true. It's like no, I won't tell another story about Dodds, actually. That's what you would expect.
No, go on. No, they're the best part of the podcast.
These are what people come for. This is our viewer clinch here.
Mixmaster Mao says there was one guy who liked my earwig story.
Bim.
That's nice.
They love their stories.
No, I'm not going to tell another Dodds story. So yeah, those are the comments to the last podcast. There wasn't very many because I thought I would address them on here rather than talking to all the people.
There's one more comment here I have for you, Catsman. It's from Hexler. It says, tell Catsman to send me a kilogram of Jaffa Cakes in exchange for a picture of my supple buttocks. He told me to emphasize the supple.
Okay, hang on. What kind of Jaffa Cakes is this he's
Steven
talking
the
about?
Asda Smart Price ones.
Yeah, I buy the Asda Smart Price ones, and I don't have any problem eating them.
Wow. You just invalidated your Alien Soldier argument now.
My argument with Alien Soldier that it's bad is invalidated.
Yes, because you like bad things.
I don't even know what a Jaffa Cake is, so...
It's like little pieces of cloud.
It's nothing like cloud.
Yeah, it is. Little pieces of cloud with oranges in them.
So confused.
That's cake, not cloud. There's a difference.
Oh.
Know the difference. It could save your life one day. He'd be all up in a thunderstorm and he'd be like, oh my god, look at all those cakes. We'd better get into cover. God.
He says strawberry.
Strawberry Jaffa Cakes.
Yeah.
Weird.
What? Is that, but Jaffa Cakes are named after the Jaffa orange, which is by definition an orange.
I don't think he knows what they are.
Learn what Jaffa Cakes are, then send me a picture of your butt, and then, okay, nothing else will happen.
You're going to get so many pictures now.
I better.
Everyone, send in your buttocks, and whoever has the best will send you a whole crate.
Crates are expensive, Mitch.
Oh, but I was thinking of something else again. I was thinking of shoeboxes.
Okay, my deal is if you send me an original picture of your buttocks, I'll make it the featured image for the podcast. On Gather Your Party.
Sign and date it on your buttocks.
Tim, who is the site owner, will then get really pissed off at me and be like, why did you make buttocks the featured image? I gave you admin for this, and I'll be like, yeah.
And then we get more traffic than it's ever had.
Exactly. See, it's the hook. It's the hook.
We'll reel them in with sex.
Can I do a Gather Your Podcast now?
A what? I know what it is, but like what?
Speaking of buttocks, did you hear the latest news story? This is from theinquisitor.com. Bioshock creator wants everyone to stop making Elizabeth porn.
Right.
Bioshock creator Kennedine would really appreciate if everyone on the entire planet would stop making pornographic images featuring Elizabeth from Infinite. When asked about future Bioshock DLC, Levine explained, "It's going to be porn. Lots and lots of porn. Seriously, whoever is doing the Elizabeth porn on DeviantArt, please stop it. You're killing me. It's like coming across a picture of your daughter. I die a little inside with every page view."
Really? Well, maybe he just needs to be a little bit more open-minded about his daughter.
Yeah,
that's disturbing in so many ways.
I thought the whole reason for him winning a Lifetime Achievement Award was just because of the vast quantities of porn he's contributed to the internet.
Now, the thing about this whole thing, though, him saying, you know, quit making porn about my, you know, fucking characters and shit, was that the interview had nothing to do with that stuff, from what I remember. And then he just started talking about it. Like, the interviewer said nothing about, what do you think about all the pornography? He just started bringing it up, saying, like the interviewer was like, and what do you think about the response of people loving your characters? I want them to stop making porn, please. Okay, we'll move on to another question.
He was probably
never
going to get an opportunity in an interview to say it, so he just tried to, like, squeeze it in, I'm assuming.
Okay, next time I interview anyone for Gather Your Party, I'll say, what would be your opinion if someone made porn of this?
I think that's a valid question.
I think different people would have different opinions on that sort of thing. You know, some people imagine would be quite flattered.
Didn't Sega like license Sonic porn or something like that?
What? This is another one of your factoids, isn't it?
No, I'm just
asking.
I think
I remember hearing something about that though.
That would be amazing.
No, it wouldn't.
I think that's what if a company is ever going down the toilet, all they need to do is release official porn, and then they're fine forever.
Why is official Sonic porn a thing, but not Bayonetta porn?
Because people don't buy porn.
There is no
official
Sonic porn.
Old people.
Yeah, actually, kind of old people probably do.
They think they're buying a phone, but they're in for a surprise.
Old people also... What else do old people do? We were talking about old people earlier.
They drive badly.
Smell
bad. When you're checking them out at the store, they like look down the receipt for 10 minutes, even if they buy like two things.
Welcome to the ages.
They don't know how to work grocery robots.
What the hell is a grocery robot?
Automatic grocery things like that you know.
Do they buy groceries for you? Can I?
No,
Sweden sounds
no.
amazing, happy man.
No, it's
I love a robot to do my groceries.
It's one of those like cashier robots that you like
an automatic
pay automatically. Yeah.
Automatic. You mean the machines?
Yeah, the machines, the robots, whatever.
Self-checkout.
I just got the idea of like a little automaton that walked along and like.
I still call it a grocery robot.
Cheese.
I was imagining like Crystal with some grocery bags.
Yeah, but old people don't know how to work those in any case.
What, grocery bags?
Grocery robots.
Oh, okay.
You know how many old people die from putting grocery bags on their heads thinking they're hats? It's a growing problem. I've tried for years to petition that plastic bags should have a big hole in the bottom of them, but no one listens!
Isn't that what the handles are for?
Surely they should have a big hole in the front of them.
No, the bottom. Because that's where the head is.
What?
No.
What? Moving on.
Anyway,
it doesn't bother me that people make Bioshock porn as much as there are people who play Bioshock, because those games are fucking terrible. That's all I had to say about it.
At least something came out.
Well, the first
Infinite.
Two were okay.
No,
the first two were okay.
The first one was
I hate all those games. There are actually games in which you cannot die.
But you can do video games in the modern era.
But you can't turn it off.
You can't die
in
Dark Souls.
There's dying, but without consequence.
I mean, you literally cannot die. You just respawn. It's like
yeah,
it doesn't reload an earlier save.
But you can turn it off.
You can? I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, they patched it in later.
I bet he'll...
Okay.
It doesn't matter then.
He'll play Bioshock after this with dying turned on. He'll be like, wow, this is really good. I renounce all my previous opinions.
Well, if they patched it out of the original version, why did they put it back in Bioshock Infinite?
Because they're idiots.
Because they need to
recasualize
it.
So, moving on... I'm sure there's another story about porn. Oh yeah, there is. The Eskimo Press reports that Sony Computer Entertainment want to They're like suing people or trying to like stop naked images of Ellen Page getting onto the internet.
Oh yeah.
Maybe they should make naked Ellen Page in the first place.
Here's the story, yeah. David Cage, when there's like a nude scene in a David Cage game, but you don't actually see anything, he's still like, for some reason they waste a lot of what is probably quite a lot of effort and money on modeling genitals that will never be shown. And
but
so
they
someone
will be at the house.
Immersion. It's yeah, pure immersion.
Someone fucking went in with a dev kit and was like, hey, there's a nude model of Ellen Page in here. And everyone was like, oh, whatever, it's probably just a like a body double or something. And then some Sony spokesperson very, very unsubtly said like, wait, no. These are actual nude pictures of Ellen Page, and that's her actual body. Please, definitely don't look at them, and don't download or buy Beyond Two Souls, and don't report this on internet news websites, because that's actually nude Ellen Page.
Wow.
So, wait.
Why do nerds love Ellen Page so much?
I don't know.
I didn't even know who she was until Beyond Two Souls came out.
No, I knew who she was.
She's a woman in a game.
I know she's a woman,
and
Ramal.
She's famous. Like, where,
no, you know what?
Why else do nerds like her?
Nerds loved Ellen Page before she even was in the video game, though.
Did they?
Yeah, she
was obsessed with her way before then.
I think it's because she's an adult woman who looks like an early teens girl.
Yeah, she's like
oh,
forever
boy.
16, pretty much. It's like how Freddy's Forever 12, only pretty.
Who's Freddy?
I don't know who Freddy is.
I have no idea.
You know who Freddy is.
Freddy Krueger?
Fuck
that's
it.
Fuck
it.
12 forever?
Why? Why so cute!
Catsman, you know damn well who Freddy is.
Do you mean like Freddy?
No, Freddy, our Freddy, all internet Freddy, half black and annoying as shit.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
He told me he was having an MRI. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, David.
Okay,
Rage in the Cage. Please, for the love of God, learn to make video games. Seriously. There's no reason.
Keep doing what you're doing. It's great.
It's a waste of money.
Did you know that the first time that David Cage met Ellen Page, he came with like a scrapbook of photos of her?
What?
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
I mean, yes, I am serious.
That's
deadly serious. He did that. He brought
creepy.
In a big scrapbook of pictures of her when,
oh my God,
when she was a kid.
That,
oh my.
That should have been like
I made
flag
scrapbook
right there.
For you.
Well, now I know why David Cage wanted her in the game, because he's a fucking nerd too. Fuck him.
What's your source on this, Mitch?
Is the source.
The internet is the source.
Oh, wow.
It's a very reliable source.
It's true. I'll look it up. Hang on.
Oh, obvious bullshit right there. You trying to
I'm looking it up.
Maybe he just like kidnapped her then, and she never actually wanted to be in the game. And he was just like, what was that? Like a Borat voice you were doing. Like, oh yes, come to my video game.
Come to video game.
Yeah, I will put you in the nude scene, yes.
Do you want to go bowling, Ellen?
Nope. That's true.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Just found the link.
Oh, that's genuinely awful. That said, this whole Beyond Two Souls thing has now provided me with a limitless amount of entertainment, even though I haven't, you know, ever bought it or even seen any footage of it. Although one of my housemates who never goes to lectures was sitting in the living room on his laptop watching a Let's Play of Beyond Two Souls on YouTube all the way from beginning to end. And I was like, that's Beyond Two Souls. And he was like, yeah, it's not very good. And I was like, why are you watching it then? And he just carried on.
Those are my least favorite people who are like, I hate this thing. Let's play it.
Hey now, some things can be amusingly bad.
I think you can learn more from a bad game than you can from a good game.
I don't learn anything from video games.
I think learning's for nerds.
Fucking nerds.
I learned one thing from video games. I learned that that alcohol turns into vinegar if you leave it long enough. What? I learned that from Day of the Tentacle.
How long does it have to be left for, Happy Man?
In Day of the Tentacle, you leave for 200 years, so I'm assuming for a pretty long time.
I was just wondering about the Sainsbury's Basics vodka in my hip flask, because that would explain a lot. So, the next thing on the list that
How can I link this? How can I link this in a clever way to the previous article? Speaking of articles, here's an article that says. Here's an article that says Eiji Inuma wants it to be fun to get stuck in a link between worlds. He confessed to Nintendo Life, I think, or no, Polygon.
He confessed. Did they like chain him up and torture him?
And he said, like, we have kind of a bad habit of hand-holding. We wanted to... I think all game developers notice when they're putting someone into a game is, will people notice it? Will people realize what they're supposed to do? And we have a bad habit of hand-holding, trying to make things easier for everything. But more and more, I start to think that that kind of game isn't actually fun.
Yeah.
I like holding hands with people. I don't know what the problem is.
I like holding hands.
Personally,
I think hands with Eiji Inuma.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I think he's just... Are you
racist?
He's not even a race. Anyway. I personally think he's just trying to win favor after the trailer for A Link Between Worlds, which just made it look like New Super Zelda Brothers. And the more I see of that, the more it looks like that, to be honest.
I want to disagree with you, but I don't like Zelda, so...
Yeah.
In Super Zelda Brothers, if Link was Mario, who would be Luigi? Would it be Tingle?
Yes.
Yep.
No, Luigi's not that useful.
Oh.
Luigi's better than Tingle.
Tingle is the best character in the whole series.
Have any of you played Tingle's Wonderful Rupee?
Yeah.
No,
I saw it in the store, and it bemused me.
That game has given me nightmares.
I streamed it, and it was fun.
When you say giving you nightmares, in what regard?
Horrible, tightly clad, green-clothed nightmares.
You know what's bullshit? Tingle has his own game, but Waluigi still doesn't.
That's because Waluigi is lame.
No, fuck you.
You're still annoyed about this.
Yes, I am. Waluigi is great.
You've been annoyed about this for like 10 podcasts. One day you'll get over it, happy man.
Yeah, when you finally make one.
I am annoyed about hand-holding in games, but I'm not sure how much I hold Nintendo to their word that they're not going to hand-hold, given, you know, the whole of Skyward Sword.
And the new Ocarina of Time remake.
Did that handhold?
They give you a giant mask of truth that you crawl into, and it tells you how to beat things.
Well, right.
With pictures and videos.
But you have to find them.
No, you don't have to find them.
It's right there.
Like... Leave the treehouse. There is a giant fucking mask on a
Anytime
wall.
Anytime you get stuck, you have to go back there.
Yeah. You just save and
then
and
you're
quit.
Like...
Save and quit, you start in the fucking treehouse. Whoop-de-doo.
Right, what I will say about that is, I think one thing that, like, remember when the Super Guide thing got, like, you know, there was a big media hubbub about it, like, oh my god, Nintendo games are going to play themselves. But then they actually used it to make their games harder, because they just made games as hard as they wanted, and then if you lost a bunch, you were given the option of having the game beat itself. Which I think is a really neat way to do it, and I don't know why, like, Skyward Sword went back to the whole, the entire game is a tutorial, you will never stop being given tutorials, all the puzzles solve themselves kind of thing.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but Grand Theft Auto 3 has a, if you fail a mission 3 times, when you fail the mission for the 3rd time, you press square and it beats it for you.
Really?
You skip it. Yep.
Are you serious?
I didn't know that. Grand I died Theft so many 5. Times on this boat mission.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
I wish I knew
you
that.
Die, if you die more game. Than 3 times, you just press square and it beats it for you. It
Fuck
just says.
Is that only on the PlayStation version?
It. I don't know.
I don't remember a prompt on the PC
it would be
version.
Because, I mean, you press square, so obviously. Mm. On Xbox, I don't know what you press.
What?
You don't
have a square button on your keyboard?
I do.
It's not even on the fucking
It's
computer,
sort of a
dude.
Bit misshapen, but it's definitely a square. It's like
I have so many square buttons on my computer.
It's below E.
I have a circle button.
That's not a square, Catsman. That's a happy
it is.
Face.
No, that's a square.
That's not a square.
It just looks like it's gone a bit smudged, is all.
It's not a square.
It's a square.
It's not.
MD, I think I know what a square is. Did you pass primary school level math, huh?
That's not the topic of discussion today, so I don't need to tell you.
The point is that video games should be easy and beat themselves. Come at me, Chris Wegar. I dare you.
I don't really mind when games have super guides. Like, I love Donkey Kong Country Returns, and that had a super guide.
I still think Enuma's full of crap, though. I'm not going to believe it until Link Between Worlds is released and is actually good, which will never happen. Also, this isn't technically in the news, but I saw, I think it was the Giant Bomb, or like someone else got like a couple of levels of the new Super Mario Brothers universe. Wait, no, what is it? What the fuck is
New Super Mario 3D World?
New Super Mario 3D World, yeah. And it is like all the mechanics I remember from New Super Mario Brothers are there. Like, it's weirdly reminiscent. Like, the red coins that you get that make a bunch of coins that appear that you have to collect while a little timer ticks down, and, like, the structure of the levels and the transitions and the way the flagpoles work and the map screen and the character selection and the items and the bonus houses and, like, everything.
It's 3D now.
I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to a 3D co-op Mario game, so you can beat me.
I agree with MD.
Yeah,
I think it looks good.
When they first showed it, I was like, oh, that's just like 3D New Super Mario Bros. This is going to be shit. And then they showed another trailer that made it not look like 3D New Super Mario Bros. And now the gameplay footage just makes it look like 3D New Super Mario Bros. Again, and I've lost all the enthusiasm I had.
Say that. There's a fucking cat costume. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yay, a cat costume. When Nintendo innovation.
Do we have news yet or on whether or not Cat Bowser is in the game?
Oh, God. Fund it.
I don't think he will be.
I don't know. I mean, it's not impossible.
I would appreciate Cat Bowser, but it won't happen.
I hope like all the bosses are just animals.
Also, like, I'm not
just
sure.
Just piss off Peter.
Everything is animals, Taco Man. Everything except plants and non-animal things.
Clouds.
Rocks.
I could
Jaffa
segue
cake
into that
bit,
later on. Actually.
Cakes. Not that there's any difference.
Guns are animals.
But I have an interesting story for later on concerning that, actually.
Tell us now.
Yeah, okay, well, apparently a bunch of people from PETA have gone to Austin, Texas. Why Austin, Texas? I don't know, but they've gone
to Austin,
Texas.
They like my name, I don't know.
And maybe they just want your dick so bad because, I don't know, it doesn't remind them of animals for some reason, I guess. Anyways, so they've all went to Austin, Texas to protest the new Pokemon game because, you know, they do that every time a Pokemon game is released.
I bet when PETA plays through Pokemon, they just use like Magnemite and Klefki.
No, because they're
wrong
Pokemon.
Song.
They're animals too.
Nosepass.
Because they're living animals. They count. They have feelings, obviously.
Do people eat Pokemon in the Pokemon world?
Yes, they
eat.
They eat Miltanks, and I think they mentioned Shirobi too.
Slowpoke tails.
Slowpoke tail, Farfetch'd.
Miltanks, Magikarp. There is a Magikarp sashimi in the fucking cartoon show. I remember
in Shrubby's Pokedex entry, they're like, the little berry tastes good. And I'm just like, oh.
Okay, if you could eat one Pokemon, who would you eat?
Jinx.
Oh, God.
No!
I'd eat Blaziken because I like chicken, and I want to absorb Blaziken. And also, I like chicken.
What would be an interesting Pokemon to eat?
Ditto.
I'd eat a Gyarados. That'd be interesting.
I think I want to know how Slowpoke tail tastes. I would probably eat that.
I wouldn't eat any Pokemon. I'm with Peter on this one. Pokemon is cruel.
You're with Peter? What did Peter say?
He said,
don't eat the fucking Pokemons.
No, he said, I can hear you from all the way at the other end of the bus, you asshole. You're worse than one of those mobile phone idiots.
Oh, that was Peter?
Yes. I'm reading on the Pokemon wiki about eating Pokemon now. No, apparently it's a thing in the anime where Ash is Heracross and tries to eat his Bulbasaur's fucking bulb.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Pokemon eat one another.
Yeah.
Well, in the fucking manga, they fucking kill them. You
but,
know,
like, I
in
just
fights.
I want to know if they ever go to, like, a Pokemon slaughterhouse or whatever.
Well, probably. How else would you think of it? They probably use other Pokemon to kill them. They probably just use other Pokemon to kill them or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, how did we end up at industrial slaughter of Pokemon?
Peter.
The same way we always do.
Oh, Peter, right.
The point is...
Fucking Peter.
The point is that the news outlet's not going to be very good. Anyway, Drew's linked us. This is all stuff that Drew's linked us. Giant Bomb and the Oculus Rift are Giant Bomb Horror and the Oculus Rift are no joke. And it's like, you know, all about playing horror games with the Oculus Rift and how much scarier it is than playing them normally.
What game did they play?
It just become like a jump scare simulator.
I think they played a bunch of Oculus Rift specific games. I'm not sure. I'm going to be honest.
Would be kind of cool on Oculus Rift.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the horror prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it seems very interesting. You're closer to the action.
Yeah, lots of things popping up in your face in 3D.
It's like I can touch you!
Like, when the Oculus Rift will come out, you'll have all those games that are released now, ported to Oculus and all that, and that's interesting. But what's more interesting is what they will make for the Oculus Rift.
I agree.
What's interesting is that they're going to have bloody screens on Oculus Rift.
Yeah. They put gyro sensors in the Oculus Rift, so you have to shake your head to shake the jelly off.
Yeah.
Dude, I would play that game if there was a jelly game. Definitely.
Man comes in and pours jelly all over you. Yeah, and that's just the game, and you just have to shake it off.
You have to shake it off, exactly. That's really all I've got to say about the Oculus Rift.
Well, there wasn't much information about the article. Horror games are going to be scary.
Didn't the guy who kind of came up with the idea for it, he died in like a hit and run? And
freak
John
virtual reality accident?
I don't know. But he died in like a hit and run, and now John Carmack has taken over or something?
Got sucked into the computer world and told everyone he died in a hit and run. But really, it's because the Oculus Rift's like quite dangerous.
Oh, shit. Send the dude from the Big Lebowski in to get him. The only way to do it. Only way to get him out.
He's in the Tron world now.
Let's see now. Man, I'm tired. This is another one of them tired podcasts. I'm sorry.
Well, this is how, you know how I feel. All the time.
All the time.
Every podcast.
Every podcast.
I have fallen asleep in several podcasts.
I know. Anyway, here's an article from the official Xbox magazine.
Oh, boy.
And it is Infinity Ward saying... Many Call of Duty players aren't hardcore gamers, or even gamers. That's what Mark Rubin said from Infinity Ward. Call of Duty fans, are you going to let Mark Rubin talk shit about you?
Well, no, because Call of Duty fans don't want to be associated with being a gamer. So they try to distance it away from
hardcore.
That as much as possible.
They always say, you're like, a hardcore gamer, I play Call of Duty.
You can still be a normal person and still like Call of Duty. It's okay.
Phone call.
Phone.
That's the Call of Duty fan base coming to kick your ass.
Quick, under the table!
You fools! They'll know if you're under the table. It's what they're all about. Taking cover.
You don't take cover in Call of Duty.
Did you just
say
that Call of Duty fan boys are always under tables?
Can I make a really shit joke here?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh. How the tables have turned.
Oh,
shut up. Damn it.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'm just languishing in that right now. Let me languish for a little bit more.
Can we get the next news item?
Yes.
He's so angry he could flip a table.
Hey, get away from our table.
let's see now. he sent us this thing about the first woman in 30 years to set an arcade record.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is Splatterhouse.
Splatterhouse, which is like a pretty bad choice.
Dude, that's a fucking hard game.
It's also a very bad game.
I don't care. It's a hard game. First congrats, you know, grats to her. I mean, that shit's tough.
Grats, lady.
Just saying, man. Congratulations on fucking putting a high score on a
wait, is it points game. Or... Oh, it's points, not speedrun.
Yeah, it's points. Congrats. Congrats.
You got a high score in a game I didn't know existed in the arcades.
Congrats.
I knew that game was an arcade game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, what console
pretty
was it
well
on?
Known.
TurboGrafx, and then Splatterhouse 2. Turbo. Run.
And then I thought they needed a remake.
I only knew it was an arcade, and they came out with a fucking stupid-ass remake.
Yeah. But the remake's good because you get all the older games as well. And then there was that really weird Famicom one where you're like this weird chibi Splatterhouse guy. You're killing like cutesy pumpkins and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember what that one's called. To the internet!
You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Do you want to talk about pre-ordering The Legend of Zelda A Link Between Two Worlds so you get the cool treasure chest and then sending it to me?
Treasure chest, you say? What kind of treasure chest?
Do you not know about the neat little treasure chest that holds 5 Nintendo 3DS TM games?
Yeah, pronounce the trademark, Tuckerman.
I was confused. I was like, TM? No way. You can teach your Pokemon some stuff?
Yeah, no. You just see the little TM in a circle or whatever. No, wait. That's the C in the circle. Anyways, you get this little fucking treasure chest, and every time you open it, it goes like, da-da-da-da.
Oh, my God.
Can hold, like,
that would be
hold,
the most
like,
obnoxious
five,
thing.
No, it would be
annoying.
How often do you get other video games into your 3DS? Not for me, it's not very often.
Let's see, so, I don't own a lot physically, but I have a bunch downloaded.
Okay, so for, like, 2 months, I had, like, Monster Hunter in there. For about another month or so, I had Rune Factory. Now I've got Pokemon in there for the next month or so, till Link Between Two Worlds comes out. Link Between Worlds comes out. I mean, if I have to hear that once or twice a month, like, whatever. That's fine. Only the UK, only you Britbongs are getting it.
Oh, really?
Deliberately not buying it.
Why are Nintendo being so nice to the UK all of a sudden?
No, usually they hate us.
Probably they've developed a taste for tea or some shit.
A taste for tea, but they're Japanese. They love tea.
Yeah, but now they love it even more, and they're like, Mr. Pree is English.
Sorry, you sound Scottish.
Yeah, that is definitely Scottish.
See, that's your UK ambassador, like half Scottish, half Japanese.
he's not like cut down O'Malley. The middle. One half is Japanese and the other Scottish.
He's like Hiro O'Malley or some shit.
Oh my god.
A ginger Jap with like fucking huge sideburns or some shit.
In a kilt with a katana.
My father had a bit of the yellow fever.
Oh my god.
God damn it.
Hey, what are you bakas doing over there?
This is what I pay you for, Tucker Man.
I don't get paid.
This is why we want you here.
Get money, get cash.
Let's talk about what we've been playing.
Oh shit, suddenly. Well, I'm screwed then, I haven't been playing anything.
Because we're out of news. Actually, no, before that, let's just finish off the old book club. Yes.
Alright.
Does anyone else have anything to say about Alien Soldier? And if not, what are we doing next?
I think alien soldiers are bad because a lot of them are legal and we should just send them back to Mexico.
Yeah, we're like sending them back to the border.
And you shouldn't listen to people who say it's bad.
I learned that I should never trust Mitch, not even yeah, to watch my to luggage Mitch. While I leave the room.
Mitch is the same guy who said Sonic wouldn't be in Smash Bros. 4, so...
Sonic might not be in Smash Bros. 4.
He is in Smash Bros.
No, he might not be in Smash Bros., man. Oh. You don't know that.
Okay.
What are we doing next?
Like, any suggestions for games, people?
Hmm.
Okay. How about
Maldita Castilla?
We've been meaning to do that one for a
while. I've been talking about that one forever. I think we should do it.
Splatterhouse Wampaku Graffiti.
Fuck Splatterhouse.
No, Splatterhouse Wampaku Graffiti.
And what?
I don't know what that
is. That
is that the Famicom one?
I'll show you.
No, dude, we're playing Maldita Castilla. We'll talk about it forever.
Yeah, I've been wanting to talk about that game forever, and it's fucking bullshit forest level, and it's amazing music and all that crap.
Yeah. Fuck the forest level, but the rest of the game is good.
Okay, I think that's unanimous, and by unanimous, yes. I mean me and Happy Man.
Yeah.
I don't know the game. How do you spell Maldita?
I have something.
What, don't you know Spanish?
What do you have to say, Doc?
I'm English. I don't need to know languages.
Maldita Castilla.
I don't even know my own language. Anyway, here is the game. It's by Loco Malito. Who did Loco Malito? I don't know how. But what he did a lot of other very good games.
He's crazy and a little weevil.
Weevil?
Makes sense. Nice.
Little evil, like evil.
Oh, I thought you said
Ito
weevil.
Ito means a little, so...
Yeah. Wait, is it that Ghosts and Goblins clone?
Yes, but it's better than Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah, it's
better,
like,
you say.
It's a little bit like Ghosts and Goblins.
Is not that good.
But this actually legitimately, I think, eclipses it. It has very a different feel to the gameplay. It's got a much more even difficulty curve and stuff. But it's still shit hard. It's great. Shit hard if you want to get the good ending, especially, which I never got. Okay, if you'd like to play along at home, then just give Maldita Castilla a little download, okay? Okay, good. Good, fine. Good, okay.
Super.
I've been playing Might and Magic Clash of Heroes, finally, and Moogle isn't here to tell me how brilliant it is.
He's dead.
That's disappointing. But it is really good, and it was on sale on Green Man Gaming for £1.50, and you missed it, so ha ha ha.
I got it for free.
You jerk!
Ha ha.
Did you really get it for free?
I got it for free.
How?
I don't want to say.
I don't think you really got it for free.
The Games for Gold promotion thing, one of the times was...
I don't know.
Magic.
What's Games for Gold?
Remember E3, where they said you're going to get free games with your 360 subscription?
No.
Well, there you go.
Oh, you got it on the Xbox.
I've got it on the Xbox.
Oh, that's gross. Anyway, yeah. It's like a weird fusion of a Match 3 game with a Magic the Gathering style turn-based strategy game. And... it sounds really weird to... Oh, and it's got, Might and Magic, lore and stuff, which, by the way, is shit.
Oh, hey, guys. I just remembered a game we should do for the book club at some point.
What?
Pokemon Trading Card Game for the Game Boy.
Yes!
Wow, that one's so bad.
Fuck you, that was a great game.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that game.
Why?
That was the Yu-Gi-Oh! Of Pokemans. Right there. That shit was... awesome.
Holy shit! I'm looking at pictures of old Pokemon cards right now, and I remember all these they just made up attack names for them. Like they were not actual Pokemon attack names.
Nidoran
has Horn Hazard.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't
know
there was an Impostor Professor Oak.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever see this card? I've never
saw
it.
I have seen the card.
I have one of those.
I always wondered who he was, but he was just Impostor Professor Oak. Yes.
Did he have an imposter in the anime or something? Is that where that comes from?
It was last year or something he had one.
Okay,
if that, you're talking about last year, this shit we're talking about is from 10 years ago.
Yeah this is 1997. Catsman, get back to whatever you were talking about. I'm sorry.
1997 was 10 years ago.
No, it was 15 years ago.
You just said 10 years ago.
I didn't say that.
Well, somebody thought that. Go look at a calendar. Everybody knows it's 2010. God. Anyway, Might and Magic Clash of Heroes is really good, and you should play me at it sometime, and I liked it. What have other people been playing?
I got
Nidoqueen the new Ace has Attorney. An attack called Boyfriends.
I got the new Ace Attorney. That's pretty fun.
Oh, how is that?
Apollo's a mummy or something now. Like, wow. What? In like the first case, he just like shows up and he's like covered in bandages, and I'm just like, uh-oh.
But he's a burn worker.
Apparently, that game was a lot worse than the other ones. That's what I heard.
Nah, whoever told you that is.
Oh, yeah, IGN told you that, didn't they?
The Gabby no, Party I don't review IGN. Went up recently, and I seem to remember that they said it was like it was way better than like the recent ones, and probably one of the best in the series.
Yeah, like it's no Trials and Tribulations, but it's definitely better than 2 and Apollo Justice. And I don't know about Edgeworth. I never played that one.
I played also, like the first mission of Edgeworth.
Also,
when we're on a plane.
I just met this guy on a Segway in the game. Like, he just, like, showed up. He's like, hey, what's up? And I'm just like, what? And then he just kind of wheeled away. And I was like, okay.
Speaking of Segways, no, I won't do it. I won't do it.
You should have saved that for the end, MD.
Didn't the inventor of the Segway die while riding a Segway?
Yes,
not the inventor, but the guy who, like, founded the company that makes them.
I thought that was one of those urban legends.
No, it's true.
The urban legend is that he drove off a cliff.
Yeah.
Which I would find very difficult to do if I was on a Segway.
I don't know, man. Maybe he was just like rocking out really hard on a Segway. Or maybe he was drunk. No, don't drink in Segway.
Segwaying of Segways.
Video games.
What have you been playing?
I have been playing Rune Factory 4. Because I'm a huge faggot like that.
Okay.
And it's super fun. It's actually pretty good. They took all the best parts of the other games and put them in this one. Then I got Pokemans because I'm a huge faggot again. Also, has anybody looking forward to the XCOM expansion? Or DLC or whatever?
I actually bought it when I bought the game. Like, I pre-ordered it when I bought the game. I didn't know. So I was surprised to see, like, oh, I'm apparently getting that game now.
What?
No, you like, yeah, I bought like a pack where you get everything and the pre-order. And I didn't like know that I was getting the pre-order. Like, I must have skimmed over that. So I was pleasantly surprised I'm getting the pre-order now because I forgot.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I'm playing some XCOM too. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to fucking difficult stuff that they're doing. They're bringing back base defense for at least one mission.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Is it against aliens?
No. It's against, I would assume. It's against aliens.
Oh, I thought it was against also, people.
Well, some of it's going to be against people, but they work in lieu with the aliens.
Yeah, wasn't the new thing about the expansion that there's another human faction or something?
Yeah, there's an evil human faction that are pretty much mind-controlled from what I understand, and they're like spies and
oh, they're like Team Rocket.
I guess.
Team Missile Bomb.
But,
yeah, they're Missile Bomb. Those yeah, who got, do got, like, evils are doomed to destruction.
Yeah,
so wait, we are Black Society.
God damn it. But yeah, they get mech troopers for the humans and shit, and then you can get genetic modifications and stuff, and then the enemies have mech troopers and invisible squid things that look like they're out of the Matrix.
I have been playing quite a few games. I've been playing Pokemans, which is great. Dragon's Dogma, which is a good Berserk game.
Fantastic.
What else? Oh, Lone Survivor. I've been playing Lone Survivor a bit, which is a really good Silent Hill game as well. There's a director's cut which just came out yesterday, which was Halloween. So if you own Lone Survivor, you can go out and download that right now. It adds a whole new new areas, new Ooh. Endings, and I think there's a new game plus in it as well.
Neat.
So get on that. And it's free. If you bought it even in the Humble Bundle for like a penny, you still get it. Also, I've been playing Damned, which is a... it's a multiplayer survival horror where four people are like people in a haunted house looking for keys trying to escape, and the other player is a monster trying to capture them all.
Oh, I've seen this. This looks like a really cool idea, but I'm not sure. Because yeah. It looked kind of like low budget and alpha last time I saw it.
Yes,
how is
it is
now?
An alpha. It is very bare bones. They are adding stuff. They've added stuff just this past week. They've rebalanced stuff. They've added voice chat in-game. It is very buggy. It took us a while to get it set up in the servers, and the one of the monsters is broken as hell. But other than that, we had fun with it, and I can't wait to see where it goes. Last thing I've been playing is a free game, No More Room in Hell, which is a survival zombie apocalypse mod, which was based off Half-Life 2, and now it's a standalone thing where 8 people go around and try and go through various maps to try and survive the zombie apocalypse. And it's really intense, and it's really, I don't want to say realistic, but you can get infected and turn into a zombie and turn against your teammates, which is good.
Yeah, neat. I'm interested in that horror-y game. Is it expensive right now or not?
I think it's on the Halloween sale, so it's like 8
for 45 minutes.
Oh, wait, go.
Yeah, the North American price for it is $6.66.
Yes, get it. Satan.
Who's
talking? It's going to be $6 for you when it's like more expensive here.
Because the UK, because Steam gouges the UK for money.
The actual answer is that the American prices on the Steam website don't include sales tax, whereas the UK ones do.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We don't have sales tax on it.
I don't know how we don't have sales tax on Steam, considering we do... Actually, no, now that I think about it, every electronic retailer in New York State doesn't have tax but Nintendo.
Huh.
Thanks, Nintendo.
Yeah, which I don't pay tax on Steam games.
I don't either.
I didn't pay council tax because I'm a student. Ha, 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 ha.
You bastard.
It's, which one did you say was the asymmetrical multiplayer monster game?
Damned.
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 Damned. Damned.
Also, Home is on sale. Remember when I recommended that to people? Home? Yeah, it's still good.
Gone Home?
No, Home.
Oh,
not,
God.
Not Gone Home. God.
Oh, right. Is that, wow, I think I got that for like pence. 10 cents or something.
Yeah, it's 50p. Ooh, it's
you can kill children zombies in No More Room in Hell.
We know. We killed a lot of them.
I'm tempted to download this now.
It's fun.
We should download this and we should have a big stream of it or something. It's 8 players.
Oh, yeah. We should.
Oh, yeah. I agree, totally. Me, Freaky, Deb, Baron, and Joe played it yesterday, and we had lots of fun with it.
No, right now.
And I got No More Room in Hell, too, but I downloaded it today, I think.
Yesterday
night.
What about Hammerfall?
What's Hammerfall?
Hammerfall is a, you know, roguelike.
Roguelike. Yeah, I want to try that at some point, but thing. I heard that there were a lot of problems with it. As it is released right now, and that they might be fixed in like an update that's coming soon. So I deliberately didn't play it.
Oh.
Is that a lie or is that true? I'm pretty sure it's like Mike's review of it.
I don't know what issues you're talking about.
Jack's review of it.
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Weird crap, like if everyone dies in multiplayer, then you all get kicked out of the game and you have to like rejoin, like start a new lobby and everything.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that might be an isolated problem.
The people we played with weren't bad enough that we all died at once.
Hey, well, yeah. If you played with me, they would have been, okay? So
it's just the game telling you to get good.
There's no level selector. Even when you beat a level, you have to go through it all in one sitting, which is quite difficult. Also, you all share lives as well, but I think that's a design choice.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to wait until it's on sale. Well, actually, no, it's free, isn't it? Is it?
What? No, it's not.
No, I'm going to wait until it's on sale.
It's like $10 dues.
$10 dues?
American Moon monies.
Maybe? Yeah.
Taco Man's not in America, so he doesn't use Moon.
Well, I'm in North America, so
Canadian
I'm
dollar
to
is
use.
Basically worth the exact same amount as the American yeah. dollar. So
our Monopoly money is pretty much the same as theirs. So.
Their Moon money.
No, ours is Monopoly money. Theirs
moose
is moon money.
Money.
Moose money.
Canadian moose money.
What? About,
it's done.
What,
it's
maple
done.
Maple money.
No. No.
Because there was a rumor going around that the Canadian Mint was making our $100 bills smell like maple. That was a debacle.
I'm pretty
Canada
sure that was just an accident
time.
When someone spilled maple syrup in the
process. Was that like
lunchtime?
The scandal of the decade?
That was the scandal of the year here in Canada, is that our $100 bills were being like coated in some sort of maple scent.
I just assume everything I get from Canada smells like syrup anyway, so I don't know the big deal.
It ends up like that.
Yeah. Like one time I got hit in the head with a hockey puck, and I was like, oh man, I smell pancakes.
That might have been brain damage. Stroke, actually, but,
I don't know.
He said, sure right before he died, I think I smell pancakes. We've been trying to decode what it means to this day.
Heaven confirmed for pancakes.
That was my favorite part of Cabin Fever.
Anyway, I want to talk a bit about the Stanley Parable. Firstly, did anyone else here play
yes.
the Stanley Parable?
I watched
I
a
played
stream
it
of it.
A while ago.
The
a
mod
long while ago, actually.
The mod version.
The mod version, yeah.
Well, the new Stanley Parable just came in and adds 10 endings, I think, or possibly more than 10 endings.
Another 10, damn.
Because the first game had 7, so it now has over 17 different endings. And, you know, there's tons and tons of new content. And, like recently I've noticed, like, with Gone Home coming out, people who have been complaining about games being, like, walking simulators and, like, not being, like, an interesting experience. And
people complain about that now?
Yeah.
Walking simulators have been around for ages. It's called Shenmue back in the day.
Yeah, it's the LSD dream simulator.
But they
have
QTEs.
Yeah, those are great gameplay devices.
But I think the Stanley Parable, like if anyone says to you, like, oh man, games where you just walk around places will never be compelling, the Stanley Parable proves them wrong because it's a fucking awesome game. It's really neat being able to like partake in an adventure game where the idea is to deliberately subvert the game's like story and mechanics at every opportunity. There's a ton of new ways for you to do that, and it's really, really funny. There's one where you like you exploit a glitch to get on top of some furniture, and then you like glitch your way out of a window. And then you fall into this, like, white void. And then you hear the narrator talking about, like, how you've glitched your way out of the window. And you must have thought that this was, like, a glitch at first. But now that you've heard him talking, you know it's, like, an actual part of the game. And then he goes on this long rant about how, like, he gives you a choice at one point. Like, did you appreciate this glitch out of the window ending? And you can push, like, yes or no. And once you've pushed it, he goes on this really long, like, pointless rant about how, like, he wondered whether you were going to reset the game and then go there and press no to see if, or press the other thing that you pressed to see if there would be different dialogue. And then you go back there and it's the exact same dialogue. And I won't spoil anything, but
you did.
You just did.
Hey, yeah. That was an ending of the game that literally takes 2 minutes. There's like at least 3 or 4 hours of gameplay in this. Seriously,
that's surprisingly well written.
Yes, very well written. Very funny. Very relevant to modern game design, I think, because it's all about how like. You know, game developers want to craft compelling stories, but they always end up forsaking the gameplay experience in order to better facilitate the story. And on the other end, you've got game developers who want to make very gameplay, you know, centered games like John Carmack, who go, you know, story in games is like story in pornography. You know, you don't really need it. And
yeah, I guess you do.
I agree.
I don't.
You don't need story.
I think sure need story when I watched.
Oh, I think you need
stuff,
a story.
You know?
How else is the plumber meant to get from one place to the other?
He doesn't just show up at her door.
I thought this was going to be like surprise pornography.
I don't think you need a story, but I don't think that stories in games are like stories in pornography unless you suck at writing, which id Software does. So there you go.
Well, sucking is a big part of pornography. So.
I don't get it.
I just want to be able to skip it. That's my only like...
Yes, yes.
It's the only thing I want. It's so arrogant when you can't skip the cutscene. Like, that just makes me turn the game off most of the time, because it's like, you have to watch this, it's important.
Oh,
really, it's like, no, it's not, really.
God. I had to make it sound like a chore, but I finished Assassin's Creed 3 on stream the other day. There's actually a really neat highlight of it that
I've
happened.
Seen it.
Radical yeah. Larry.
Fucking Radical Larry. But anyways, when I finished it, I promised people I wouldn't make them sit through the cutscenes, And as I got to the cutscenes, I was like, okay, guys, we're just going to skip this shit. Like, the interesting stuff's done. Because they were like, there's some stuff going on in the background of the cutscenes for like a minute. And then I'm pressing all the buttons and nothing was working. I had pressed all the buttons on the keyboard and nothing was working. Now, for some video games, this would be okay because it's relatively short. But this game was localized to every fucking nationality on the planet. So the localization part alone was longer than the actual game.
Yeah.
The entire cutscene was longer than the entire series.
So,
the credits, not cutscene.
Bullshit.
And you couldn't skip it.
Since the very first Assassin's Creed game, where like Altair would make like really, really like long scenes of pointless small talk with characters whose names you didn't even know, who never appeared again.
The counter.
And you could never fucking skip them, even though they were the dullest shit ever, and all you wanted to do was go and murder people, and you couldn't.
Yeah.
It's
awful. I
still
think the first Assassin's Creed is the best one because you're actually sneaking that.
Yeah, you actually got to do like stealthy shit. And you
were Assassin's Creed 3. How much do you
sneak
in Assassin's Creed 3? Because I kind of want to play that game, but if you don't sneak.
It's more hunting than sneaking.
What does that mean?
I'm pretty sure in the highlight, he just walked up to someone in the middle of the street and tried to stab them.
Aggressive assassinationing. Yeah.
What, like jumping at people, or what do you like?
Yeah, it's not really a whole lot of sneaking. It's sort of just go in there and scalp a bunch of people with your tomahawk and call her a day. Then. I don't know.
Oh, so it's just like an action game?
Kind of. It ended up being an action game for me. There wasn't a whole lot of sneaky sneak. It was just action. You could, however, hide around corners and wait for people to get close and then drag them around the corner and stab them.
But that's like Elder Scrolls stuff, though, where stuff is not like a manner of avoiding people. It's just getting the jump on people.
Yeah.
That's the only thing
is
used for.
That's all it was. It was just getting the jump on people because you had to kill them one way or another. Like, there was
like,
buts about it. Everyone
I'm talking
in the room
about
was
guards.
Going to die.
Like, can you sneak past guards to get the guy you actually need to get?
Not really.
Fuck that game.
There's one I can remember where you have to kill a guy giving a speech, and all I did was I hid amongst the people who he was giving the speech to, and I shot him. And then everybody was all like, oh my god, he shot him. And then I had 20 dudes that I had to kill.
Yeah, and then
because,
could you run away, or did you have to kill everyone?
It's kind of difficult to run away because as you're running away from the enemies, they hit you and that stuns you. And then as you get out of the stun, another enemy will hit you.
So
and
it's easier to fight everyone than just run away?
It's way easier to just fight the shit out of people.
I hate this game more by everything I hear about it. Fuck that game,
dude,
now. I never
at the end
it.
Of the game, like when that Radical Larry thing happened, I was about to quit. I was done. I was just so fucking done with that game. I was just like, I don't even care now. This is the last straw. After the fucking spaghetti ballerina guard, that was it.
What?
There was I'll explain that one after the podcast, or I'll try and make a highlight of it.
For reference, the Radical Larry was when he was chasing someone, and then the person he was chasing like ran into a cart and then glitched through the floor and fell out of the world.
And he started accelerating at like ridiculous speeds. Yeah. Like, he got to, like, 60 meters away in, like, the blink of an eye. And I almost got him, too. It was, like, so close. And all of a sudden, the fucking cart just, like, the cart just spasms, and he falls through the ground near it. And he just disappears. And that was it. And then because he got away, I failed the mission. So fucking Radical Larry phased through the goddamn wall, or floor, I mean, and almost cost me my sanity.
Terrible. Terrible. Has anyone else played anything interesting? Happy Man, come on.
No, not really.
I've been busy studying.
I bought Rogue Galaxy, but I haven't played it yet. Does
the
anyone
only
know
talk
what that
about,
is?
No. Is that Star Wars for like GameCube or something?
Is that the Star
Wars?
No,
it's some Japanese RPG PS2 game.
It's really good.
Looks like Star
it's
Wars.
Really good.
It is good. Good.
Yeah.
Is the story dumb?
It always is. It's a fucking JRPG.
Great. Okay.
In that case, I would like to move forward now in time.
Whoa.
To a place far away from here called Kickstarter Watch.
God damn it.
Can we have a little, what you call it? Siren.
Sting.
Siren.
Did you guys ever talk about the River City Ransom Kickstarter?
I saw what? That.
Oh, yeah, I saw that as well. I didn't talk about it.
Oh. There already is a new River City Ransom. It's called Scott Pilgrim.
Well, don't even say that game. That's not even a joke. Don't even say that.
No, that
I think that's a fine game.
Scott Pilgrim game. It's like River City Ransom.
I didn't think it was that good.
Scott Pilgrim is shameless pandering to my demographic, and I'm insulted by it.
Yeah, but it's
even
an
though
game.
It was alright.
Every
yeah.
second.
Fuck
of
that
it.
Movie,
it
was... though.
No, the movie's fine.
You got a problem, Michael Cera?
Yes.
You got a problem with me?
No.
Better not.
But anyways, yeah, the River City Ransom Underground Kickstarter got fully funded. So, hooray.
Hooray and huzzay. Anyway, so the first thing he posted was that Anonymous Agony got funded.
Yes.
And I think it's been released.
It's been released and streamed.
Oh, no, it's not been released. No, it's been leaked by an artist worked on the game.
Oh, the game was leaked? Oh.
Do we have to talk about this fucking shit?
It's completely buggy. And
we have to talk about
our
exoskeletons.
Skeletons. Check your exoskeleton.
I feel like talking about this game would be like talking about big rigs over the road racing. You know, it's so bad that there's nothing to say. It's like, nobody ever says, here, let me talk about the reasons why Big Rig's Over the Road Racing is a bad game.
I just want to read you a line from these screenshots. It's
okay,
a man called it's a man called Hayes standing next to some repeating textures with some dogs, and he says, good, I thought you guys would. It's fresh pedophile. I'll have plenty more for you guys to eat soon.
That scene!
What?
That's like an opening scene, isn't it?
Yeah. That's an opening
scene.
Well,
you say opening. No, because it's like 45 minutes.
I don't know.
In, but you don't get to do anything in those 45 minutes, but just watch cutscenes.
Well,
I really want to play this
game
now.
Is just you don't do anything, isn't it? I got mad at the game whenever I was watching it being streamed because there were all these opportunities for there to be a combat system, and they like a party system, a combat system, you know, an inventory system, all this shit, and it was completely left out for artistic integrity or some bullshit.
Speaking of artistic integrity with Anonymous Agony, did you know they put in fake loading screens to make it feel like a real game?
Yeah.
that's the greatest thing I've ever... It's like the opposite of when they try to hide the loading screens with like opening big doors and stuff like that, elevators. It's like the opposite of that, where they just
the
add
opposite of Mass
loading
Effect
screens
elevators.
In a game that doesn't need loading screens.
The best loading screen in a game ever is the loading screen in Kiroshi 2.0, where it's like, loading, loading. Press any key to skip loading. And if you press it, it just skips the loading screen and goes straight to the menu. And if not, then it just loads forever.
Actually, I think the best loading screen is in Katamari Damacy, where it's the King of All Cosmos' head bouncing around saying random things. Like he's listing off cities of the world, or listing off cousins, or listing off Japanese foods and stuff like that. That's a good loading screen. And also you can control him and the direction he says his letters in.
I think Bandai has a patent on interactive loading screens.
No, but they do have a patent on like, minigames and loading screens, which is bullshit.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
So much shit in Anonymous Agony. It's great.
It's awesome.
So thanks for alerting me to that, because I will now download this.
Yes, Gatsman, please.
Another Kickstarter. What's this one? Hunipop, a dating puzzle RPG.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, boy.
No, this I want to hear about.
Give us a link, Gats, please.
Okay, I will give you a link to this game. And
is it like Puyo Pop, but also with anime girls or something?
It's basically Strip Bejeweled. Oh no, this is what I was looking at all.
Isn't
this,
like,
this is like Street Fighter Puzzle Fighter?
Isn't Stripped Bejeweled an actual game though?
Oh no, this is Stripped Bejeweled.
Oh yeah, it looks like
this
Bejeweled.
Is that thing that's been on 4chan. I keep seeing this the thank you picture.
Fuck 4chan.
Posted on there.
I like how you can see the
and
camel toe.
And fuck this Kickstarter,
I'm reading
it now, god fucking damn it.
Yeah, I thought they were up to the fifth stretch goal or some shit.
God damn it.
Wow. What's stretch goal order for this game? Yuri mode? What the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
We have to have our penises in there.
I think this game is like liberating to strong independent women. That's good. That's very progressive.
Okay.
I like it.
Liberating for bejeweled things.
Bejeweled things.
Bejeweled gems. It's liberating.
What the fuck is this? Oh, wait, here we go. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that. That's
bedroom minigame. I'd love to include a special minigame that's triggered after successful dates where you can interact with your date in a whole new way.
A whole new way.
Oculus
Rift.
Also, not relevant, but did anyone see that game? I actually downloaded it, but I haven't played it yet. The game where you get into the bath with the anime girl and then you just slap her across the face over and over.
You're supposed to slap her titties, and slapping her in the face distracts her.
Oh, well, that's clearly not the meaning I read.
Is that in this game?
It starts with a P, I think.
Do you say do you do that in this game or is it
no,
game?
That's a different
another
game. It's like freeware.
It's like,
I
want to like
search Google for it, but I think I won't
battle.
Find it. Bathtub Battle, that's probably
right.
Oh
my god, I can't remember the name of it.
I'm pretty sure it's Bathtub Battle.
No, it's something, it's the girl's name, that's the name of the game. And I'm pretty sure it starts with a P. But anyways,
hang on, I found the download of it.
When you lose, she gets out of the bathtub, and you can grab her as she's getting out. but if you pull her back into the bathtub, she slips and she breaks her neck.
Oh! Jesus Christ!
That's like the bad end. There's like bad end where she gets out and you lose.
You
that
say it's amazing. The bad end. I think it's the good end.
And then there's
I got
bad
a little girl.
I'm streaming
oh
this.
My God.
No, we get
well,
taken
there's,
down.
There's a lewd mode too, where she's because
that's,
when you're playing
that's,
it initially,
that's why
she's
have
wearing
after
a
dark
bikini.
Yeah, so I could put it on Twitch TV.
Yeah,
they'd
you
have
can
no
stream
problem.
It. You can stream it initially, but if you get a high points or something, it goes into like nude mode and then sex mode or some shit. But
probably wouldn't be allowed to do that by the mighty Twitch overlords.
Probably not, but I mean, it's questionable at best to begin with.
No, it isn't. It's just a bit of harmless, innocent fun.
The whole point of it is to slap a girl's titties in the bathtub, and whenever she starts fighting back, you slap her in the face.
Hey, stop, Tucker. Stop sexualizing titties.
And then if you lose, you break her neck. That is the game.
No, you don't talk about it.
Answer me this then, Tucker.
What's the best slapping in video games? My vote is for Elevator Source.
The game is good slapping.
GoldenEye 64 has the best slapping. I changed my mind. License to Kill slappers only.
Also Quake.
I'm so good at that.
Also Quake apparently. It makes it look like you're jerking off. Same thing with GoldenEye 64. It looks like you're jerking off.
License to Kill slappers only facility. The pro way to play.
And on 007 difficulty, which is instant kill.
Well, we're talking about multiplayer here.
Yeah, you can do that. You can have instant kill on multiplayer.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's License to Kill.
Oh, is License to Kill? I thought it was just called 007.
I think you're thinking of Nightfire.
No, I don't know. It's been a while
007 since
I played
is
it.
The hard difficulty mode in GoldenEye single player.
Yeah, and I thought they just called that.
Okay.
Ah, whatever.
Whatever, let's stop talking about
anyways, insta-kill slappers. You can jerk off and kill your friends at the same time.
Worst part is though when you both slap each other at the same time because you kill each other.
No, that's the best part.
You cross counter.
Cross counter.
So you gotta like ambush each
other. When somebody plays
this
odd job, and then you have to like look down as they're approaching you. No, because exactly, odd job is cheating for slappers mode because you know at least if you were fighting him with guns, you could still kind of shoot at him. But in slapper mode, he's so short that you can't slap his ass.
Yeah, when the brother was playing GoldenEye with us, he said he insisted on being GoldenEye because he had never played the game before and he wanted to be GoldenEye's handicap. And I still didn't let him because fuck odd job.
You mean odd job?
Yeah. Didn't I say odd
job? You said GoldenEye.
I'm stupid. I meant odd
job. Dev wants to be GoldenEye because it's his first time playing GoldenEye, so he was GoldenEye.
I was just like, what?
I think GoldenEye's a pretty cool guy.
GoldenEye's my favorite character, but he can't crouch.
We're back here, are we? Okay. is it time for us to move on yet? Please say yes.
Nope. Yeah. Actually, no, I want to talk about
you
anime girls
leave.
For 20 more minutes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I don't.
This is the part of the podcast I've been waiting for.
The next game that he's linked is Fairy Dust Tales of Etheria, which I'm now going
Let's
to
move
link.
On. I don't like this.
I thought Happy didn't want to talk
Does it
about
it. Make you uncomfortable,
anime girls.
Happy?
God damn, that anime girl thing was a joke.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to click on this.
Oh, this isn't even anime. This is even
oh,
worse.
God,
no,
this is horrible.
It starts with like a fake news report. of some guy in front of a green screen.
Oh, God.
Who doesn't sound like he speaks English very well.
What is this art?
And there's all these pictures coming up.
Oh, God, that male power trip midway down.
Where would the money go? And then there's an ugly king sitting down.
Shit, I think the Manantor is in this game. Look at that barbarian, dude.
Jesus, no. Yeah, I was going to say, he's a male power trip or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Power fantasy.
People pay
power
for fantasy, this?
Male attractive male characters are power fantasies. Oh my
he
god,
has
why?
Stretch goals up to $135,000.
No one's going to play
a lot of money. 15 hours of gameplay.
Game good.
How much money does he have right now?
$19.
It's $19.
So, yes.
I will try and describe the game to you now. So I'm watching the intro, like the pitch video, and halfway through there's like a fat guy in a Tinkerbell costume. not even joshing with you.
What like is this video?
Like a massive fat guy with a beer belly video? In a Tinkerbell costume. And the whole thing's about like fairies, and but it's kind of weird.
We're
and he says
the news.
He says to complete the game we need enough to pay the services of an artist, an animator, and a music composer.
Probably spent more money just doing the breaking news thing than anything
that
he's going to make off of
this.
That's Fairy Dust Tales of Etheria. If you back it, $2, you're a blood donor. $5, you get a digital copy of the game. And if you back $10,000, you get a full tour of their studio, followed by lunch with the developers.
So,
wait, I have to donate blood?
You know, this is only impressive when you're an actual game studio and not just some dude.
Video's so 2 minutes in now, and
studio
there's no
as in, like the guy with the nicest basement, or his like the guy whose mom's basement, or some shit, or what?
The thing is, like he says, he needs an artist, a composer, and
an animator.
So you would assume from that he's a programmer, but there's no like footage of gameplay whatsoever. So I'm guessing he's not.
What?
Thank you, Rob.
I might back this game.
What's the highest I can
there
back?
There's something wrong with this guy's facial structure.
I can back $10,000, I think I will.
He has like a huge, just jaw structure.
Alright, let's not make fun of the guy, okay?
Yeah,
make
let's
fun of the game.
Make
not
fun of the
know.
Game.
Taco.
The guy is probably just an ordinary guy.
I know he's just an ordinary guy, but he's just got a huge jaw.
I wish I had a
but
huge jaw. Huge jaws
it's just
are manly.
Really defined, like really just like masculine. I'm not
would
trying
love
to be mean or anything. I'm just saying.
Jaw. Are you kidding, Tackerman?
I'm not trying to be like you know, mean or anything. I'm just saying he has a really big jawline.
Yeah, jawline. I know what you mean, Taco.
He's from Norwich.
He's one of us.
I'm from Norwich.
I think it's Norwegian. Like
we need to get an interview or have him talk at the start.
We gotta get him on the stream. Have an interview.
We needed to do that with the lore guy. I don't know about this guy.
We need an intro from him.
Yeah.
My name is
we need to get on talking to some more intro guys. I've been meaning to ask the guy who does Fox McCloud, but I always forget. I gotta put
please
a note down somewhere.
Please ask the
to
guy
do
who does Fox McCloud. Please,
and
I
ask
beg you.
Danica Patrick while you're at it as well.
Yes.
What about Danica
who is
Patrick?
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick is the
who
best.
Is Danica Patrick, he says.
We can't afford Danica Patrick.
I want Danica Patrick.
No,
I want
never
a celebrity who has nothing to do with video games.
She's
no, she
in
has
Sanic.
Plenty to do with video games.
She's in a Sanic game.
Sorry, Danica the Patrick.
She
my
funded
favorite Sanic
that
characters.
Sanic game.
Yes.
If it weren't for her, we
Danica
wouldn't have
Patrick.
The best kart racing game ever.
It is
Danica
a sure
Patrick
game.
Is my favorite Sega character, okay? Leave her alone.
That did not tell me anything about who Danica Patrick is.
Okay,
whatever,
Danica,
let's
Patrick
on.
Was a, Danica Patrick's a really famous female race car driver. That's it.
Okay.
She's a NASCAR driver, and she's...
She did Formula One first. I remember like the big media sensation. She was like the next Yao Ming, except instead of being Asian, she was just a girl.
She's just a really good female racer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait, does NASCAR have a women's division, or does she just...
No.
Like, okay, it's, I thought so, because that would be very stupid.
Don't hit me, silly cars.
Yeah, there's no women's division. Everybody's equal in the eyes of NASCAR. Yeah.
It confused me for a second because you guys said female race car driver, like it's a separate division.
Well, it's just that there's not a whole lot of female, like,
yeah,
NASCAR
drivers. Yeah, I mean, that's what
drivers,
I thought, but
so.
It was like, oh, women can't drive, so they get a separate division.
Funny cars, yeah, and that makes drag sense. Racing, there's tons of female racers, and they're pretty fucking good.
All right, I got a skedaddle, so.
Okay, so,
see
bye, MD.
Bye.
Bye,
MD.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
I will show you one more. It's not a Kickstarter this time. It's a Greenlight game.
Oh, God.
I will show you one more Greenlight game before I'm done with all of my stupid crap. There. Greenlight game. It's called Rocket Girl.
Oh, God.
And it's
like the name.
It's like a shmup of a girl in a bikini riding a rocket while, like... explosion and the bikini, the rocket
it's,
looks kind of
like American
penis.
Too.
Please tell me that a Japanese person made this.
And there's like lightning coming from the sky and dinosaurs and women riding on giant bees.
This is heterosexual show anarchy. This is what this is.
Yeah, pretty much just about.
Jesus Christ.
And there's like
I'm show anarchy
yes in
this game.
In the back.
Show anarchy is way better.
Please tell me a Japanese person made this fucking game. That's the only way that I can like look at this and be like, okay, that's all right.
It's just like some Japanese person's idea of what America is like. Lasers and pole dancers and volcanoes.
Fucking gets off the plane. Where
T-Rexes.
Are the girls in the rocket bikini? I was a promise this.
How many counts of racism?
That this game is not realistic. You cannot get that far riding a rocket. I know because Johnny Knoxville tried it and he just fell in the water.
Well, Johnny Knoxville doesn't have the breasts to, you know,
yeah, that's true,
provide him with the stability or bearing hips to give him good grounding.
6 out of 10 for misogyny. 3 out of 10 for not realism.
Misogynistic about a girl in a bikini riding a phallic object.
Why are there pole dancers flying through the fucking air?
I don't know. It's
the
strange.
Rockets I can understand because it's a rocket, but just pole dancers? What the fuck?
Out of the three players we talked about today, which one was the best?
This one was the best.
That one? I don't know. I think that would be the one.
Just because of the Cho Anarchy feel that it's got to it.
Yeah, but Cho Anarchy's better than that game.
Well, of course. Nothing could beat
Cho Anarchy. I fucking love Cho Anarchy games, not gonna lie.
God damn, that game was so strongly homosexual, but so amazing.
And that's the podcast. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, really?
Okay.
It's over?
Yeah.
It's over.
Unless anyone's got any other business, I'm just gonna call it over.
We're free.
Top hours.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't even 2 hours.
Top video picks?
You have the top video picks, but don't you not have the results for them?
Oh, because... yeah, Batman Arkham whatever got in so late that I don't have the results yet, but we're going to do November.
Oh, we're going to do our picks for November?
Yes, we're going to do our picks for November. Call of Duty Ghosts, Watch Dogs, Dead Rising 3, Super Mario 3D World, and Zelda A Link Between Worlds. I'm going to post those in the chat here so you guys send them to me.
Yes, don't your accidentally send them to everyone like I did. That would be dumb.
Doesn't Battlefield 4 come out?
Who gives a shit?
Well,
maybe it does. Hold on.
Didn't Battlefield 4 put like an IGN review on the back of its box saying... pretty much Call of Duty shit by our game.
Yeah.
Doesn't the PlayStation 4 come out in November as well? So haven't
they
been launch titles for that?
Battlefield 4 came out October 29th, so okay. It's not a November game.
Huh.
Killzone, Shadowfall, and nah.
That's all.
I didn't know that existed, so.
Shadowfall's
a release
title,
we've like missed so many popular games from the book club at this point. Not the book club, the video picks. I think at this point, if we started including everything, it would just be weird.
No, just choose like the top four contenders.
A random four contenders. What was it?
Ghost, that's a better idea. Actually.
Ghost, Dog, Dead Rising, Zelda, Mario. Or is there anything else in there?
No, there's that. That's it.
Okay.
That's about it.
That's all of them. I'll now pick my order for them.
Ooh, I'm a bit torn on the third one.
I'm not.
Wait, what were the games available again?
Thought Happy was meant to post them in chat.
Call of Duty Doge.
I did.
Wait, no.
Not for me.
Okay. No, you didn't post them in the chat. You
there we go.
Potato.
I think I did it now.
Call of Duty Doge, Watch Doge, Doge Rising, Super
Shut
Mario
the fuck
Doge.
Up. Shut up.
The Legend of Doge.
Yes.
All right,
I'm going
fuck
with this.
Happy Man.
I fucking hate that
stop
dog.
Happy Man. Yes. Such anger. Wow.
Shut up.
So violent.
I fucking... Never mind.
Sorry, Happy Man. Hey, if it's any consolation, I like that stupid internet joke before anyone had heard of it.
I hated
that,
that stupid
make
internet
it better,
joke the instant I heard of it.
That just means you facilitated it.
I like the shit-eating grin dog. You know, the one sitting on the stairs.
Oh,
every fucking day I come home and this fucking dog's sitting here with that fucking grin on its face. Anyways, my picks are going to be Call of Duty because it's Call of Duty. It's going to sell great.
Well, like, is that even... Do we even need to contest this?
Not really.
Oh, shit, I did it again. I clicked on Happy Man's name. God damn it. Nobody look at that. Nobody.
It was Call of Duty, probably Watch Dogs, then...
Shut up.
What?
Oh, nothing. I thought you were just reading out my list.
No, I'm trying to give my list. Am I reading your list?
No.
Okay.
No, you're not. Ignore it.
Put Dead Rising where yours is then, I guess. Where your world is.
Do I say my list or do I put it on chat? I don't know.
Send it to Happy Man and...
Click my name
and
post it.
Don't click his name and paste it because it doesn't work anymore. You have to like double click him, right click him and then push send message.
I'll just post it in the chat. I'll just post mine in the chat.
So, out of curiosity, did anyone here put Mario Land anywhere other than last?
I put it on the third. Oh,
you put it on
too.
The third? Shit, you're an idiot.
I put it second because I don't know Nintendo.
I think it's... I put... My picks were Doge Ghosts, Watch Dogies, and then Super Dogies.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I think, well, because, you know... Wii U isn't selling that great, and there's more PS3s and...
Oh, wait, is it Wii U exclusives, those games? Shit!
Yes.
What of else course would it be is. On? What else would it be on?
I don't know. I don't follow Nintendo.
That's my list there.
God damn it.
Oh, well. I know, I figured
you don't
the 3DS
have to put all
or
of them
something.
Happy, just the top three. I mean, Taco.
Oh, whatever.
Three.
Then it's going to be none of the Nintendo games in the top three.
I think it
no, the 3DS is like ridiculously good sell.
It's not coming out on the 3DS.
The Zelda is.
I'm not
though.
Saying it's a
oh,
bad.
Oh, Zelda one. Okay.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that it's gonna be all the fucking herder buyer games because it's cool to do it. Games like fucking Call of Duty. Call of Duty is gonna sell like hotcakes because it always does. And then I actually, you know what? I'm gonna put. I'd actually want to put Watch Dogs. Maybe. Between Mario and Zelda.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's only the top three, so.
Okay, then.
Everyone picked Call of Duty to sell most. I picked Watch
yeah,
Dogs.
Like,
let's do this, motherfuckers.
Yeah, Call of Duty is sort of like winding down, so it could very well be that Watch Dogs sells more. I'll have to
find
out.
Who are you kidding?
I don't know. They're all those non-gamers buying COD.
Call of Duty has been... The sales have been decreasing for a little while now. It's got Guitar Hero Syndrome, like everything Activision puts out.
Gotta milk the cash cow and then slaughter it.
And it'll slap her face so then you can slap her tits later.
At least they haven't done it to a good game series yet. Like, I played the first Call of Duty when it came out. It wasn't very good.
That was okay.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I bought yeah, Modern was. Warfare and Modern Warfare 2.
None of them were good.
Do you ever get mad when people just...
Yes.
When yes, they talk, I do. I get mad all
when
the time.
They talk about Call of Duty and they say just like... It's like, yeah, I'm playing COD Blops with my friends or some shit.
COD
or when
Blops.
Or when game reviewers like will say COD Blops.
COD Blops.
People actually say that. They say COD Blops.
They don't even say COD Blops. They just say Blops.
They just say Blops now? They just cut out
the
COD?
Well, I'd never heard it as COD Blops. They just say Blops.
Wow. I've heard it as COD Blops.
I don't know why, but I can imagine Hexler saying COD Blops.
Actually, he just says COD, no matter what the game is.
Well, it's because they're indistinguishable.
You mispronounced
yes. COD. Or, as my quantum physics lecturer says, indistinguishable. She also writes her lambdas like little stick men.
Great! King of Fighters on sale. Like, yay.
Everybody knows that the lambda is supposed to be Gordon Freeman holding a crowbar.
Yep, that's why the Greeks designed it that way.
Yep.
They were very perspectives as people.
Based Greeks.
They knew what would happen.
Socrates knew so much that he was killed by a falling rock.
Fucking falling rocks. Fucking what is it? Trope.
Tropes versus falling rocks.
Does nobody know the falling rocks trope?
No.
Oh, it's for like D&D games where if a game master gets pissed off enough and they want to end the game, they just say rocks fall on the party and kill everyone. It's like called like the falling rocks trope or some shit.
At this point, dear listener, I feel as though I should tell you about two features of the Gentlemen's Lunchtime Association website. For one, we have the poll corner, which allows me and Happy Man to poll our users on how they think the site should be altered. And number two, we recently introduced a load of custom Twitch emote icons, which I have put in the description to this podcast, and most of them very, very thoroughly irritated Happy Man. And if I can just bring up the website now, he let us know his irritation by making a new poll on the poll corner that said, "Is the Doge emote funny?" And the answers are, "No, it's garbage." Currently sitting with 53% at 9 votes. And "Yes, I'm garbage." Currently sitting at 47% with 8 votes. So there you go. And we on the podcast now, in this next segment, are about to discover such a truth.
Great. Thank you for having me on the podcast today, Katzmang.
You're welcome. I've been meaning, I want to get you and Dodds and Juju on at some point during the next few episodes.
I'll try and keep an eye on the main GLA page from now on. I usually just go on the full screen page.
Yes, please keep an eye on the main one because it always says the next podcast and things. It's good.
I will keep an eye on that then.
Who made the new poll corner?
There's a new poll corner?
What?
Well, there's only two people in the universe who have access to the poll corner, so...
I wonder who it is then.
Oh boy!
Amazing.
Beautiful.
Son of a bitch. How are there already 12 votes on this?
I bet they're all happy, man.
Wait, what were you talking about?
Nothing.
Because 7 of them are no. All 7 of those are Happy Man's accounts.
What? I zoned out. What were we talking about?
The new poll corner.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
You don't say.
Because I fucking hate that dog. If you post him, fuck you!
I hate that dog so much.
I agree, actually. It's gotten kind of stupid now.
I think it will die down.
It was stupid to start with.
I thought it was quite good to start with. But I think it will keep going as long as Happy Man is annoyed by it. And the minute he stops being annoyed by it, people just go, "Well, we had a good run."
No, I really won. I really think we should remove that emoticon.
The only thing is, in order to remove it, yeah, no, I would have to word filter it. That's right. Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, no, just do that. This,
please, not with please the damn word filters again.
Yeah.
Is Juju, or who was it, Jamba?
Jamba. Jamba's still filtered.
Oh, God damn it.
When are you gonna add Squirt Catman?
Which one's Squirt? Oh right, yeah. Sorry, I missed that. I will be adding it at some point.
I mean, especially for Mitch.
I'm waiting until we get a good new batch of them, and I'll send it to the guy.
Oh, there's a TH quality emote. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, there's loads of really cool.
Yeah, we gotta make a 2K quality soon.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll have to add that. It won't quite.
Oh, we need
work.
A Ubisoft quality of some sort. Ubisoft quality or something.
That's awful.
I don't know. You know why it's awful though? Because fucking Ubisoft quality is awful.
That's just forcing.
Why is everything a highlight in pink on this page?
What? All the links are Gentleman's Lunchtime Association branded hot pink. But it's not really hot pink, it's sort of like reddish hot pink.
No, it's hot pink. That is hot pink on my monitor right there.
I tried to make Gathiol Party hot pink as well, but Morgan stepped in and was like, make it blue. And I was like, but hot pink! He was like, make it blue! In the end, it became blue.
Aw. Should put a little hot pink heart in the corner or some shit.
my CV has a hot pink heart on it.
What?
I said my CV has a hot pink heart on it.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I like how Ye has two emotes. Three emotes, even.
Some people have a lot of emotes. Yeah, Ye has three. Sanjuaro has two. Dodds has three.
Or Todd's, god damn it. Sexy Matt, 70.
Yeah. Excellent. Good. I think Scotsman have one or two. No, Scotsman has one. I think everyone else has one. It's just that there happen to be a large number of pictures of those people, so I put them in.
Yeah, fair enough.
My favorite is Life Size Czar.
Life Size Czar. Oh my god.
He never got back to me on that emote. Well,
but
I need to have Taco Man Landing as my ringtone because it's the best thing ever.
It's just a little bit.
Oh man, but we already ended the podcast and we can't have this. Put this in the beginning. This can be the pre-roll.
I'll throw it in somewhere, or maybe in the next one.
This week on Gentlemen's Discussing Video, and then just have Taco losing his shit.
Is it still recording?
Yeah.
As long as guys are happy, have that red while they're recording.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
Come on, that's not that funny.
I keep looking at the screen.
It's just for the dog.
It's from when Teriyaki was drawing people, and that's how she drew Czar. And she was
"Are you
like,
fuckers voting for the dog just to fight me, or do you actually like that fucking garbage?"
That's a real person next to him, and then she drew that guy as a penis, and he posted on the forums like, "This is why I dislike Teriyaki," with a picture of him as a penis. It's good.
Oh, it's on now. Happy 50-50.
I want to see how the dog votes are going.
50-50.
I voted yes just to see Happy Matt.
Well, you succeeded. Good fucking work. Hey, queen. Go fuck yourself.
We should have a new emote. Happy Mad TV.
Unhappy man.
And let Mad Happy Man be like the Dodge.
Just the Doge with glasses. Yeah. The Doge with deal with it glasses. Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh.
Doge with it. That's what it can be.
Doge with it. Oh, God.
God damn it.
I am probably going to have to remove it before it makes me want to stab myself, in all seriousness.
Oh, please. I've never even seen it used before.
Teriyaki drew me again recently. She's still like an active artist, you know.
Where I miss Teriyaki.
Teriyaki's around. Just I have no idea what she's doing with her life these days. Hexler says he can hear Happy Man raging from his room and wants me to remotely annoy Happy Man.
He said, wow, such doge, and smiled at me, and I went to punch him in the asshole, but he closed his door.
Did you beat his ass?
No, I wanted to punch him in the asshole, but he closed his door before I made it there.
In the asshole.
Yes.
In the
but
asshole.
I will get him
it's
as soon as he comes out.
Here in Sweden.
Get the fuck! Shut the fuck up!
Oh my god. Things are getting out of hand. Oh, Christ.
I wish I was as passionate as Happy Man. Like, I
can't
think of
something. I wish I could hate things.
Yeah, I wish I could hate things with that level of intensity. Oh, well. Here's the portrait of me that Teriyaki drew. Isn't it lovely?
It's fantastic.
Beautiful.
I'm a beautiful,
I like how you have crack eyes.
Yeah, no.
You have very pretty lips.
Yep, very pretty.
Oh, this reminds me. Did Hourglass ever share that image he made of you, Katzman?
Oh.
Did who?
Hourglass.
I take that as a no. Find it. Find it, Freaky.
I have it around somewhere.
Who is the Jay Leno chin one supposed to be?
Boygas? That's Boygas.
Wasn't
that
Boygas?
That was Boygas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I still like how Jack D is Metroid.
That image is fucking great.
Oh god!
What? I'm saving this!
I'm saving that as the real robertwelch.jpg.
Yeah, our glass mateys a couple of days ago.
That's quality Photoshop right there.
That's amazing.
I mean, sorry, that's an actual picture of me. It looks like there's like a shower of armpit hair coming from my armpit, so I'm not sure if that's intentional or not, but that's pretty manly.
Tassels of armpit hair just draping out.
It's good.
Great.
I'll put this in a frame and then put the frame in my room.
Oh, you gotta hang it somewhere where everyone coming into your house could see it.
Right now,
a Christmas card.
I framed from a Christmas. I'm not sure. I once
the GLA 2013 Christmas cards. Will have
I know
that.
I said I wouldn't tell any more Dodds stories, but I once gave Dodds a mouse mat with my face on it for like a Christmas present. I think.
Oh my god!
True story. He says beautiful. He still uses it to this day.
That's amazing.
Not for mousing.
Yeah, he's got that one framed somewhere too.
He pokes a little
too.
Hole with your mouth and then you go, oh, wait, no.
What's wrong with you?
I guess you really have been using this a lot. There's a hole worn into it.
God damn it. Well, that's it. I'm done with the podcast forever. Are we allowed to end the podcast now?
Yes.
No, we can never end.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, let's
yes.
end it.
We will always right. podcast.
No, let's just end it now. Should I do it like a different sort of ending this time or what?
Like what?
And find that Greek guy that makes that fairy game.
I don't know. How about it just like we do Sopranos and it just suddenly ends?
No, fuck that.